What's happening locally? The news.
And indeed, it is time for us to take our Wednesday morning look. That's our midweek look, some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. The Minister of Education, Maruja Gorde de Villalobos, announced on Tuesday that administrative actions will be taken against those teachers who have not returned to school classrooms due to them being on strike. In a press conference, Gorde de Villalobos assured that they will proceed to suspend and withhold the payment for the second half of November to those who have not complied with this return to the educational day. On Monday, Maduka made a second call for teachers to return to classrooms in the official sector. The message sent out by the entity through a memorandum from the Administrative Vice Minister of Education, Rosa Arguelles, indicated that those who have returned or will return to their jobs would not have administrative measures against them and will not require any kind of documentation conditioning this return. It had no effect among the members of the teachers' union organisations. We appealed to that call. We appealed to that return, insisted the head of the education portfolio, who urged that there be a peaceful dialogue and to be able to complete the 2023 school year. It should be remembered that the school year is scheduled to end on the 22nd of December, while the student balance and graduation period is from December the 26th to 29th of 2023. At the conference, the minister detailed that 25% of the student population is attending classes in person and in different modalities. It was also specified that 20% of the teachers have returned and started a process of levelling and recovery of classes. Regarding graduating students, she pointed out that in 110 middle-level centres, that is 48%, they will finish with the 2023 school calendar. For his part, the General Secretary of the Association of Teachers of the Republic of Panama, ASOPROF, Fernando Abrego, has said that the fight will continue in the strongholds of struggle until Law 406 is repealed. The school situation is further aggravated by the ministerial and governmental decision. The fight continues, ASOPROF published on X after the statements of the Minister of Education. A criminal complaint for the alleged commission of the crimes of money laundering, embezzlement and against the internal personality of the state was filed this Tuesday against the Canadian company First Quantum. Officials and former officials who participated in the preparation of the contract for mining exploitation in the districts of Donoso and Omatrios in Colón. Lawyer Santander Tristan, along with a group of residents from 54 communities located in the mining exploitation area, appeared on Tuesday morning at the headquarters of the public ministry. This was to demand that the mining company be investigated for having obtained benefits from the mine for more than 5 years, and according to the complaint, having not delivered corresponding royalties to the state, in addition to the consequences it has for the residents of neighbourhood communities. The complaint states that current and former government officials allowed the mining company to continue operating, despite the existence of a ruling of unconstitutionality which was issued by the Supreme Court of Justice in 2017, although promulgated in the Official Gazette 4 years later, which, in his opinion, is malicious conduct. The complaint states that in the case, the crime of embezzlement would also be classified because the company obtained economic benefits illegally, always, according to Tristan's complaint, by operating outside the law. 1 month after the protests, road blockades and crisis over the mining contract, the Panamanian economy will lose 1.2 points of gross domestic product in added value, which will translate into lower growth than estimated. This was warned by the economist Felipe Chapman from Indesa, and this is in the Café con la Prensa forum. Now, regarding the analysis of the 2023 economic closing, in which he indicated that it was estimated that the economy would grow this year by 6.2%, but now it will grow with difficulty 5%. In the crisis, if the crisis continues, the decrease will be greater. Again, it is a very conservative estimate. That is, it could be worse, he warned, pointing out that these are approximate estimates and calculations. He maintains that the human face of this crisis is already reflected in a loss of jobs, disinvestment, a drop in sales, and a generalized crisis in sectors that suffered the most during the pandemic, such as tourism and construction. Added to that, there is a paralysis of international trade, for example, from the Cologne Free Zone to Central America. An investigative commission of the National Assembly, which was created last October to determine the causes of the deficiency in the electric energy service in the country, summoned the director of the Public Services Authority, ASEP, and that was for this Thursday, or is for this Thursday, the 23rd of November, Armando Fuentes. The official must appear before this body, which had its first meeting on Tuesday, and the director of ASEP was summoned to correspond to concerns regarding the poor quality of the public electricity distribution service, highlights a statement from the Assembly. This Tuesday, Jorge Rivera Staff from the National Secretariat of Energy appeared before this commission made up of deputies Eugenio Bernal, Ariel Alba and Roberto Ayala from the Democratic Revolutionary Party, Corina Cano from Morena, Yanibel Obrego and Fatima Agrazal from Cambio Democratico, Juan Diego Vasquez, independent deputy, and Panamanian Yesenia Rodriguez. Riviera's staff explained that he attended the meeting to give a snapshot of the different initiatives that they have developed, not only to improve the quality of service, but to empower citizens with other alternatives, such as independent marketing management and modification of mechanisms for the review and sanctions of the different companies. For his part, Congressman Bernal, who chairs the commission, said that what is sought is to carry out an inspection analysis now regarding the electricity energy service. This body will investigate the issue in depth, given that it is recurrent and that in recent years there have been many complaints in all the provinces of the country, he indicated. The national government announced a restriction on the delivery of social subsidies, technically known as the Monetary Transfer Programme. In areas of difficult access, the suspension of the Solidarity Christmas Programme, which consists of the distribution of hams at the end of the year, and the cancellation of the promised increase to retirees with pensions of less than $350 per month. The common denominator of these announcements occurs in the midst of the crisis that is plaguing the country due to protests against mining. But the coincidence of the announcements also seems to have overtones of pressure. The government cited low mobility as a result of street closures to cancel the payment of subsidies in areas that are difficult to access. Most of them are regions, and the same reason for the distribution of hams. And regarding the increase promised to retirees whose funds would supposedly come from 20% of the payment the Banera Panama made to the government in recent days, it will not happen, either because the funds are deposited in the National Bank and no one can touch them, according to what he said. Cortizo, about the $560 million whose payment the government announced last week. The Social Security Fund, CSS, acts as a paying agent and requires that said resource be deposited in the account of our institution to distribute it to our beneficiaries. Given that they have not been deposited in the CSS account, we are limited to making it effective for now, said the director of the CSS, Enrique Lau Cortez, and that was on Monday at a press conference. Thus disappears the promise that Cortizo made to retirees when he first presented the mining contract at the beginning of last August before the National Assembly. On that occasion, he promised that the mining company's payments would guarantee a minimum pension of $350 per month to everyone below that threshold. He also left them waiting at a meeting to which the retirees in the presidency were called at that juncture. And they will continue waiting. There are some 120,315 retirees and pensioners in this condition, and 16,000 of them are below $200 per month, according to the director of the CSS, Enrique Lau, who concluded his speech by saying that for the CSS, the fact that the existing inequality and having a group of retirees who require that social justice be applied and that at some point we'll have to recognise. Now, pork producers also reacted to the announcement of the suspension of the Solidarity Christmas programme. They are in a state of uncertainty because the pigs, well, they've already been delivered to the Agricultural Marketing Institute, which then buys the final product from the meat processing plants. In a previous interview that Guevara gave to the journalist Vielka Coro, he explained that since March to date, the producers have sold the government around 20,000 pigs to be used in the preparation of the hams of the Solidarity Christmas programme. But according to the statement issued on November the 19th by the government, the suspension of the programme was agreed with the agribusiness due to the decrease in the supply of products, attributing it to street closures and the fact that has complicated access to the raw material to manufacture meat products or making their distribution nationwide impossible. The government statement is confusing because it explains the difficulty in getting the raw materials, this is pigs, to the processing plants, and at the same time it talks about the distribution of the final products. Well, the former is unlikely, according to producers, since the pigs arrived at the processing plants long before the protests began. The statement also does not expressly say whether the government will suspend the purchase of the hams or only the distribution to the vulnerable population, which also causes confusion. Now, they fear that this announcement will imply non-payment for the product delivered, a debt that amounts to $230,000, with the Association of United Pork Farmers of Panama, a union that brings together 90% of national pork producers, according to Juan Guevara, president of the group. By demonizing the program as clientelistic and due to lack of transparency, the most vulnerable population is being affected, who will not have the opportunity to put a ham on the table. And also the producers who worked so hard that this product was national and not imported, like it was before. Today, this decision could mean the bankruptcy of small producers, lamented the producer, who added that the imminent import of meat without tariffs puts at risk more than 60,000 direct jobs occupied by the pork industry. The government pays producers $1.50 a pound of pork, but it takes them 8 months to pay, he said. Well, that's it. There we go. That's a look at some of the items here in the local news in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you for this morning's programme.